Israel, Amrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Yellow Star, was adapted for radio by Milton Geiger and is based on the book of the same name by S.B. Unsdorfer. It is presented in observance of the Festival of Passover.
Achtung! Achtung! Achtung!
Achtung! Attention, on your feet, on your toes, prisoners, on your mettle. Achtung. I wake up out of my dread fantastic dreams of Achtung, and the dream that was real haunts my memory until I fall asleep again. And sometimes the dream returns in all its awful reality. And it is 1944 again, and my mother and my father and I have finally been captured by the Nazi heroes, just when we'd begun to hope the war would end before the last Jews in Bratislava would be concentrated. It is 1944 again, and the rude, cold barracks with Benzion Gottlieb beside me to give a 19-year-old boy man courage. A dream alive again.
Achtung!
Achtung!
Achtung! Line up on your feet, prisoners. We move today. Line up five deep. Come on!
Where are they taking us now, Benzion?
You ask me, Simcha?
You are always such an optimist.
That does not make me a prophet in Israel, Simcha Unsdorfer.
I'll tell you where we're going. Auschwitz.
How do you know?
I heard it yesterday in the compound.
Rumors.
When they are bad, rumors are always true these days.
Can you see my wife and children anywhere, Simcha?
I'm looking for my mother and my father.
Your father told the old folks we would not be moved to Auschwitz.
My father's not in the confidence of the Nazis.
Why did he tell them that?
He lied to them.
A rabbi? Lied?
I begged him not to. He insisted. I am going to speak to them, he said, when he heard of the rumor.
Do not argue with your father, Simcha. I tell you, I'm going to speak to them. I'm their rabbi now.
But why, Papa? You decided to take off your beard and your rabbi's clothes. Good. Now you want to give the whole thing away with one wrong move. If you let them know you're a rabbi, you'll be in terrible danger. Just what good can it do, anyhow?
My son, there are 150 old people in this camp. They only ask to end their lives in dignity.
But how can you help them in this? Now?
Here, of all places, is where I can help them against squalor and wretchedness. I'm a rabbi. It's my duty. I'm going to speak to them. My dear friends, most of you do not know me. When I tell you that I am Rabbi Unsdorfer of Bratislava, you will believe me when I tell you not to accept these rumors you may be hearing. We are not going to Auschwitz. I swear to you by everything. Please, I swear to you by my Olam Haba, and by my place in the hereafter, that I've told you the truth. Shalom. Your rabbi gives you peace, my dear people.
The whistle of the cattle train into which we've been packed is the answer to my father's assurances. My father, respected rabbi of Bratislava, swore to a lie, jolting along in the stinking cattle car, sick with fear. I hear his voice again.
God will decide if it was a lie. Those poor old people longing for peace. and for little more than a decent Jewish burial, needed a few words of encouragement. You will learn, my son, that you must, in the last analysis, act according to your own conscience, though you may die for it.
50 human beings to a dirty cattle car.
What? I wasn't listening, Benzai.
I apologize for Greenberg here.
I apologize for myself. I was in the cattle business. Very likely some of my own cattle have made this car unfit for occupancy by real gentlemen like Benzai and Gottlieb.
Well, stop trying to be funny. You know as well as I do where we're headed for.
It will do no good exciting the others, Simcha Unthor.
I don't care about myself.
Of course you care about yourself.
We all do.
I'm thinking of my father and my mother. They are old and useless to the Nazis.
Over there. An 8-month-old baby. For 12 years, the parents were childless. Then, 8 months ago, happiness.
And now the very old and the very young are useless.
It is not sure yet that we are going to
follow. Oh, you with your cheerful foolishness.
Our people have not remained a nation by accepting destruction without considering other possibilities.
We are going to Auschwitz.
Depending if we take the left or the right fork ahead of us, young Unsdorfer.
Oh, more blind optimism.
No! Ben Zion is right. There's a new camp in Austria where the work is easier and no death chambers, and families are allowed to remain together.
You're not just saying that.
At least it's worth staking a prayer or two on it.
Oh, yes. But which prayer? I don't seem to be able to think of one. I can't think of anything. Help me, Ben Zion. Our Father, our King, help me.
Be gracious unto us.
Be gracious unto... Yes, yes, what?
For though we are destitute...
I know it now. Destitute of good works. For though we are destitute of good works... What's that? Which way do we go? Austria or Poland? Tell me.
Shh. Just went over a crossing. In a moment now we will know for sure.
Our Father and our King.
Now we will know.
Left.
Poland.
You and your idiot hope and optimism.
Be quiet, boy.
Oh, poor Mama. Poor Papa.
Listen, I have a wife and two children with us. And what have we lost? We thought all the time we were going to Auschwitz anyway. So what have we lost?
Everything. Everything.
The train staggers to a stop. Outside, SS troopers charge up and down like lunatics with their savage Alsatian dogs howling and barking hysterically.
Achtung! Raus! Out, all of you! Raus!
The chemist and his wife remain seated, backs propped against the boxcar wall. Being a chemist, he had certain advantages. The chemist and his pretty wife are dead. They have taken cyanide. How lucky to be a chemist and his wife. Peace, chemist, and your pretty young wife. If I were half so brave as you.
Raus! You hear? Quick about it! Raus!
Miles of 20-foot-high barbed wire alive with high-tension electricity, alive with flashing death. Ben Zion's little son, Harry, wonders at the low red brick houses without windows in them and smoke coming from their tall chimneys. Mama is looking at them, too, but she doesn't say anything. And the little boy, Harry, asks...
Oh, those are, Well, Harry, now those are probably the laundries. That's what they are, Harry. Laundries.
There are 46 such laundries at Auschwitz, making a soot that soils heaven day and night. We are poured into drab barracks, cold, bare, stinking. We wait. For what? For boots that kick open the door and the familiar command. Achtung!
Achtung! On your feet. Line up, shoulder to shoulder. Dr. Mengele here will inspect you and make his selection.
Selection? What does he mean, Ben Zion?
I don't know. Don't ask me to speculate. I believe in life too much to speculate.
You, step out. You, step out. 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 You. No, stay there. Fly, Norton.
I see what they're doing.
Out.
The young and strong are asked to step out.
Out.
The aged and weak remain in line.
He's coming to my father and my mother.
You.
Not yet.
Step out.
Now, father.
You. Answer, woman.
Father and mother together at least.
Shh.
Oh, God, make them ask Mama and Papa to step out. They're healthy. They can still work. Please, please.
Too old. Fly, Jordan.
No! No, 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 no!
Sinclair, you're only making it harder.
Yiskadal, Yiskadash, Shumei Robo, Almo, Divro, Firuse.
Smoke.
Praise your God. Pray and think how dear they were in life. Pray!
How?
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God. The Lord. The Lord.
Say it, Simcha. Your father was a rabbi, a man among men. Say it. Simcha, I beg of you for your sake.
The Lord is one.
Listen. Ben Zion lost his wife and his children. Everything but his life, which he holds lightly, and his faith. Simcha, Simcha, your faith. I beg of you.
Smoke. I try to remember these days what it was like once to be safe, to be warm and dry, to eat food that is not rank with spoilage, not to be hungry for once. Allied bombers fly over now, or we hear the thud of artillery. Yet I cannot think that there is something outside of this fetid death world that remains of kindness, humanity, protest. Is there any kindlier chemistry than cyanide? Or a better fate than the one that makes smoke out of the struggle and aspiration of the human spirit? Ben Zion Gottlieb is the only courage or faith left to me. How does he bear up? Today, mysteriously, we were all issued a whole loaf of that black bitter stuff that passes for bread around here. And Ben Zion could be elated about it.
Of course. Don't you realize we're in luck?
Dirty, stony, hard bread filled with alum? Luck?
It means we're going on a long trip. It means we're heading out of Auschwitz.
I don't believe it.
I'm twice your age, Squirt, and even now almost twice your skinny weight. And I am telling you.
Why should they take us out of here?
Ask their gassy Wagnerian gods why. All I know is we have a whole loaf of bread to make kiddush this evening.
Kiddush?
We don't often get a chance to bless the Sabbath with a whole loaf of bread. Now, do we, Stripling?
Oh, and don't call me.
Ah, no.
Do they always have to kick the door open?
Prepare to move within 15 minutes. That is all.
Ha. Now, what do you say to that, Sim?
I say to my father and my mother who are buried here in the dirty sky, goodbye, beloved Smoke. Sorry for all the worries, trouble, and aggravations that I caused you. Goodbye, too, to my sister and her five children, my grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins. Goodbye to all the countless of you. We are in a place now called Nieder Oschel. We are betrayed into betraying our own living, our own dead. For what are we doing? We are making wings for Nazi fighter planes. I'm sick at heart and so weak from hunger and lack of sleep. And ashamed because I still want to live. I want to become furious with these creatures who turn us into creatures. I want to turn on them and claw and bite until they club me to eternity. So what do I do? I see things double and get weakly sick and whimper for the four-hour biter, Herr Meister.
You don't look very sick to me, Unstorfer.
I have a fever.
I have a fever.
Things go round and round.
Maybe you are a liar.
I tell you I'm sick.
And I tell you there is a war on and work to do.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I know. Officer, Let's see what this SS trooper feels about it.
Well, what is it?
This man says he's sick.
You're the Vorarbeiter, can't you tell?
Well, we don't want an epidemic or something ruining production.
So you're sick, are you?
Yes.
You'd better be. This way.
You can't stay here in the barracks, Silver.
I tell you, I am sick.
A little fever. If they take it into their heads that you're gold-bricking on the linger...
I'm not gold-bricking. I'm sick down to the bottom of my soul.
Soul sickness doesn't count.
I say you can die from it.
And I say the Nazis will see to it that you die from it.
A 1/16 of a loaf of black bread that's nothing but a mouthful of pulp full of alum, rancid margarine, a spoonful of jam. And on this, I'm expected to betray Jews and the entire Allied cause.
Or die.
Or die. I'm getting enough of it, Ben Zion. I am sick of it.
You are sick. Well, your skin's on fire. Can't they just open the door?
Achtung! Your attention, all of you. We are about to issue your prison numbers. You will not be tattooed. You're lucky. It takes too much time.
Sentimental, aren't they?
Instead, you will receive numbers to be sewn into your clothes. Now listen carefully.
"95603. Why is my number so high? This is only a small labor camp.
You don't know? Such a well-informed young Jewish fellow?
No need to be sarcastic.
A short train jog from here is Buchenwald.
Buchenwald.
We have been issued Buchenwald numbers. One false step, Simcha, and poof. Between Auschwitz and Buchenwald, the choice is like being torn to pieces by large black mastiffs or large brown mastiffs. So watch yourself.
That's too bad. Especially with Passover coming.
What do you mean?
I mean, I decided I would like to have a Seder for Passover.
You are sick.
You mean out of my head?
I would go so far as to say that, yes.
I have simply had enough of being punished for being a Jew. I've just about had enough of being tormented for the greatness we have brought to the world. I've had too much rotten bread and rotten food in exchange for our medicine and science and art and the philosophy we've given the world and the pain we've helped to numb and the death we've held at bay.
Quiet, Simcha, for God's sake.
Yes, for God's sake. I am going to hold a Passover for my mother and for my father and for your wife and children and for the heaps of human ashes that once laughed and planned and prayed and loved and had children and taught them goodness and God and compassion.
Shh, Simcha, please lower.
They will all be at our table. And they will live again for a moment in our hearts and in the faith they taught me. And then let the SS heroes kick in the door and take me. But I will have my Seder, I number 95603, for their dear sake, for God's sake. Yes.
Spoken like the true son of a good rabbi.
Just tell me if you are with me.
I'm with you.
First, we start collecting cigarette butts around camp.
Cigarette butts?
Why, yes. For Passover. It's traditional. We'll see. Herr Meister.
Yes, Unstorfer? Not sick again, are you?
I have a favor to ask, a proposition that will interest you, Herr Meister.
I make no bargains with prisoners. Keep looking at your work and don't talk too loudly.
I have some cigarettes. Homemade, but passable.
How many?
6. And all I want in exchange for them is a 1/2 pound of flour.
Flour?
Oh, please, Herr Meister. Nobody will ever know about your help, except the Allied troops when they arrive.
They will never arrive.
Tell me, the tower guard that was machine-gunned out of his tower last night by that diving Allied plane, how is he getting on?
1/2 pound of flour, huh?
6 cigarettes payment in advance. We have flour now for matzahs. Now, if only I can remember the Haggadah and write it down. I wrench my memory for the memory of the act. The sound of the words and the images of my childhood swim before me. My father at the table, my mother, myself rejoicing in the good things of our life before the madmen marched. How does it go now? How does it go? There was the Kiddush over all of us. How does it go, Papa?
Praised be thou, O Lord, our King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine.
Createst the fruit of the vine. Good.
Simchala, begin.
Why is this night different from all other nights?
I know, I remember.
On all other nights, we eat either leavened or unleavened bread.
This night of Pesach, we eat only matzo.
Go on, son.
On all other nights, we eat all kinds of vegetables. This night of Pesach, we eat bitter vegetables.
Bitter vegetables. Right.
Go on, my son.
From the book, Papa?
Why from the book when it is easy enough?
I can't remember.
You cannot remember?
Papa, I'm only 8 years old.
I was only 8 years old, Papa.
You're old enough to start being a man in Israel.
I know, Papa.
I know.
You must grow up, my son.
Yes, Papa, I will. Starting tomorrow. I promise, Papa.
I promise, Papa.
Tomorrow? When is tomorrow, Simchal?
Today, Papa. Tomorrow is today at Auschwitz and Dachau and Buchenwald and all the other affronts to God and man, Papa. I've been afraid too long and forgetful too much, Papa, but I am not afraid now. And I remember, Papa, and I will never forget or be afraid, Papa, for thou art with me.
Let us go on, Simchal.
Yes, Papa.
Yes, Papa. Yes, Papa. Yes. And it is this promise which has stood by our ancestors and by us. For it was not just one person who rose up against us to destroy us, but in every generation men rise against us to destroy us. But the Holy One, blessed be He, delivers us from their
hand.
Hide everything! Hide! Hide the masses!
What is going on in this barrack?
Going on? Nothing, sir.
You're having a meeting here? A conference? Perhaps a farewell dinner. Stand up, all of you. Now then, get ready to march.
March?
Where?
Never mind. We're moving out. 15 minutes.
From Egypt didst thou redeem us, O Lord our God, and from the house of bondage thou didst deliver us.
How wonderful and strange. The rabbi is a chaplain of the United States Army. He is speaking to the thousands of us in the cold wind of Buchenwald, where the Nazis moved us after the Passover. We were there awaiting our death, waiting to join our dear beloved in smoke, when the tanks with the white stars on them came. And it was over at last.
Thou wilt not ever forsake us, O Lord our God. Amen.
There are voices in the wind that rakes Camp Buchenwald and goes on to circle the earth. Voices that speak to Jew and to Gentile, to today and tomorrow, saying, forbear, mercy, love, peace. Dear dust, beloved smoke, poor ashes sanctified in suffering, thank you for the final gift of faith that makes man strong again.
Simchala, thou art become a man. Thou art a man in Israel.
The sad wind circles the world, sad with the pain of yesterday. But in faith and understanding, I, Simcha Unstorfer, Buchenwald Death Camp number 95603, not forgetful of yesterday, know that the world by God's plan inclines forever toward tomorrow.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Louis M. Levitsky, Rabbi of Congregation Oheb Shalom, South Orange, New Jersey, and Director of the School of Jewish Studies and the Women's Institute of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Dr. Levitsky.
Yes, the world by God's plan inclines forever toward tomorrow. These last words of Simcha were effectively dramatized for us at the Seder a few days ago, when we kept the cup of wine for Elijah and opened the door to welcome him. To welcome Elijah, who, according to rabbinic tradition, will proclaim to the world 3 days in advance the coming of the Messiah. On the first day, he will proclaim, "Peace is at hand for the world." On the second day, he will proclaim, "Goodness is at hand for the world." On the third day, he will proclaim, "Salvation is at hand for the world." We keep this cup of wine for Elijah because we know that God's plan inclines for peace, for goodness, for salvation. And in the words of the great Maimonides, no matter how long the coming may be delayed, we will wait until the promise is fulfilled. Each year we repeat this faith at our Seder, we and our children together. And as in the case of Simcha, it matters not what the climate is outside. In our homes and in our hearts, we wait for that tomorrow which will establish peace with justice. But to pray is only the beginning. It is the reaffirmation in words of what we believe to be God's plan for tomorrow. We must make every effort to do those things which will help bring it about. We must join with the forces about us that offer the possibility of such an achievement more speedily. And among the many forces, big and little, none offers greater possibilities of achieving peace and goodness than does the United Nations. This Passover will have advanced God's plan considerably if today, when the United Nations is under severe attack from impatient people or people with little faith, we redouble our efforts on its behalf, thereby creating for the world a family of nations bound by common hope for a better day, even as we were such a family last Seder night.
Thank you, Dr. Levitsky. Our eternal light drama today, The Yellow Star, was adapted for radio by Milton Geiger and was based on the book of the same name by S.B. Unsdorfer. It was presented in observance of the Festival of Passover. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Leon Janney as Ben Zion, with Theo Getz, Ralph Bell, Kermit Murdoch, Maurice Tarplin, Guy Repp, Zelda Sear, and James Dukas. Larry Robinson was Simcha. This is Vic Robey. Our program was directed by Daniel Sutter. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.